I think one of the things about social media that was quite funny was when Poor Kids was being broadcast, I was sitting at the back of the room looking at my iPad watching Twitter. And that's the first time I've ever done that in a film. And normally I'm kind of really anal about the room being silent and everyone focusing on the film, and I get really annoyed if someone talks in the middle of a film. You know, we've sort of slaved over this film for 18 months or something like that, and then someone during the broadcast isn't paying attention. On this occasion, I was the one guilty of not paying attention because I couldn't believe what was happening on Twitter as Poor Kids started trending, and then by the end of the film was trending number one in the world. And watching the response was just fantastic. And it's through social media, particularly with Twitter and Facebook, that a lot of the response to Poor Kids has been mediated. And that's a tool we're just beginning to get our heads around. And that's something we need to be better at leveraging. And we need to tie in with, in the case of Poor Kids, we're working with Joseph Rowntree Foundation, Save the Children, and the Children's Society. And in retrospect, all three of them could have done a much better job in terms of using social media both before, during and after the film to try and leverage the response to the film. 2.5 million people watched it, consolidated when it was on BBC Three and iPlayer, probably about 3.5 million. 3.5 million people really getting engaged in this issue. And if we'd been cleverer, and by we, I don't just mean True Vision, but I mean Save the Children and Joseph Rowntree and Children's Society. If we'd been cleverer about positioning Poor Kids on Twitter and on Facebook and on the web, then I think we would have been able to get an even greater response than the film did.
Yeah, I think that what I found quite interesting, if you look at the history of True Vision, is that with the dying rooms, it evoked a massive viewer response. And we ended up with a postman turning up with 3 sackfuls of mail on the first day, and they just kept coming. And we literally had to open envelopes, take out checks, and take them down to the bank. And then we moved on through the ages, and gradually we hit email, and suddenly it was found around the time of slavery, I think, we hit email. And so viewers would send in emails, and that's how people would, and the letters diminished. Then we hit Zimbabwe's Forgotten Children, and it was Facebook. Within a week, we had 15,000 members of a Facebook page and direct debit and PayPal. And suddenly, there was a whole new way that people could find a way to give to kids or do what they want to do. And then finally, as Brian mentioned, Poor Kids, you hit Twitter even. You see, I don't do it, I'm afraid. In fact, during the movie, I used text to tell them to stop tweeting and watched the film that I'd slaved over for hours in the edit with him, and he should watch it. So we've really seen a change in the way that viewers have used the current mechanisms to get hold of us and to react to films. So what's next?